That's it. I'm out of here.
I quit.
I quit. I can't take it.
What'd you think?
In a one-horse town, this is the worst little podcast in the world. In the studio, I've got my good buddies Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. Our guests this week are Jenny, Hez Dispenser, and damn it, I forgot your name already.
Philip
Brown. I'm bad like that. And this week, this is our tribute to the late, great Dale Kellums.
Fuck yeah.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, everybody. So we opened the show a little different this week, as you might have noticed. That was a four-minute song by the Reno powerhouse known as Sprout. If you haven't already gotten clued in on this, over the weekend, Dale Kellum's a longtime musician, guitar player, dude in the scene, and friend to everybody.
Good friend.
He passed.
Sunday morning.
He finally won his fight against cancer.
This is not cool anymore. Like, he suffered, you know?
Yeah.
He's not suffering anymore.
That's right. So, well, I don't know. Let's take a little moment. A moment of silence for Dale. And we're back.
He would have said, "Where's the snacks?"
Where's the Mountain
Dew? Dick didn't have any fucking snacks this time. And if Dale would have been here, he would have thrown a fucking fit about it.
Absolutely.
I'm throwing a fit. right now. And there wasn't even any Mountain Dew.
When do we ever have snacks or Mountain Dew here?
He usually has chocolate.
The last time Jenny was here.
Okay.
It was like a bucket of chocolate.
There was a bucket of full-size chocolate bars that I took eight of.
To take over to him, yeah.
It was delicious. I actually took some to him. I took four of them to him. Because he was
sick. She only deep-throated four of them herself.
Yep. I did. Like a black man.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
Black men deep-throat?
Ow! Go Blackie.
We're gonna have some more Sprout later in the show, I believe.
Yeah,
is that what's on tap?
Brought
our
plenty
music?
Of it to listen.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Chewy.
We're gonna play a bunch.
Coming in with our musical archives.
Sprout, one of the first bands I ever hung out around and got to know. They're one of the best ever too. Dale's a good man. Good friend. 20 years.
Yeah. Me too.
That man recorded a shit ton of music.
One of the funniest people I ever met, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
So many of the times I spent with Dale were spent giggling.
Always had a joke. Always trying to crack a joke at somebody's expense. Yeah. Usually his own.
Even after he got sick and I'd run into him around town, he always still had something funny to say about something. So
yeah.
And he collected
toys. And nothing
toys.
Bad to say about other people, too. He wasn't a judger. No. You know, like, Dale was fucking pretty sincere and kind.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, he named his fucking kid Anakin, for fuck's sake.
No, he named him Kenobi.
Or Kenobi. Kenobi.
Anakin was a douche.
Kenobi Kellums.
Kenobi Kellums. KK. I'm like, did you name his middle name Kramer? So he could be KKK?
But now when he just texts his initials to somebody, it's like he's just saying, okay. Yeah. KK. Okay. I was going somewhere with that. Or somewhere with something at some point.
What happened this week?
Yes, thank you, Nick.
Besides, what happened this week? Which we'll talk about later some more, but what else happened this week?
I had a fucking kick-ass weekend.
Yeah,
my kid, actually, my kid had a better weekend than all of us put together. So, like, Friday, she goes out with Cheyenne, and they go catch some music over at Walden's. I think it was Crush playing again. And her favorite band, so she had a great time there.
F&A.
That's right. And then she got to bake cupcakes in ice cream cones.
And they were bacon
maple cupcakes.
Oh, fuck.
And then Cheyenne and Riku brought those over to the lovely Daisy's birthday party. Daisy Foreman's birthday party. I was emceeing the Theater Del Mar, the films of James Dilworth.
Did you? I was supposed to go to that.
It was great. Oh, my. His how-tos are freaking awesome.
It's funny.
You people need to go see James Dilworth's how-to, like hygiene, how to make
how
tea.
How to be an artist.
How to be an artiste.
Yes.
It's really, really funny stuff. So I highly recommend checking it out. I think he's having another showing in 2 weeks, but look it up on Facebook, Theater Del Mar. It's held at the Musicians Rehearsal Space, right, sharing the same space with Nevada Casting.
Well, I think he's the 30th, so it's like this weekend.
Oh, is that the 30th?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the first of the next month.
The 30th, though, is Liver Scars.
So. But this is an afternoon thing.
Oh,
so it's no
okay.
conflict. No But yeah, I had a great time hosting it.
So you can start your drinking early. Yay!
I had a great time watching it.
And my drugging. Don't forget my drugging, Philip Brown.
Yeah. You could start taking drugs the day before.
So,
I know. That's what I'm probably going to do.
Yeah.
A little bit of LSD, some meth. I don't give a fuck. It's on.
Peyote Coke! Films.
I have an excuse. Someone else died. Yeah. So, that's a reason to party. Oh, hey.
Oh, we got a phone call and it's coming right now. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Oh. Is this Dave?
It is. What's going on?
Hi, Dave. Pirates! Pirates on tour.
Oh, my God. Really?
I am.
Great
hey,
timing.
Dave. It's Jenny Pez Dispenser.
Hey, what's going on, Jenny?
Nevin, how's it going? How's tour?
Pretty awesome. We're here in Gainesville, Florida.
Woo!
All the way out on the other coast.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
Last time we talked to them, they were in Sacramento.
No, they were in New Mexico.
New Mexico. Fuck. Yeah,
same thing.
New Zealand.
Russia. They were in Russia.
Yeah. So, any more gunshots at you? Anybody else trying to kill you on the road?
There was no gunshots at us. However, there was a gunshot that set off a propane bomb connected to a toilet full of shit.
Holy
shit.
They know how to party.
Yeah.
They know how to party. I've
where
been
was
there.
That? Yeah, where was that at?
That was the last day of South by Southwest in Austin,
oh,
Texas.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Well,
how was it?
Was it Prince?
South by was a lot of fun. We didn't go to any shows except for our own.
Right.
You really got to play South by Southwest?
Yeah, we played a bunch of house parties.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome,
sick.
Dude.
And,
they didn't play South by Southwest. They played around
something
it.
Something else. It was
that's the real South by Southwest. Right.
A pizza club's party, and there were some pretty wild people.
Yeah, it kind of does attract that crowd this time of year.
Yep.
So they played for all the people that couldn't get in.
That's awesome.
Reno's doing great. We just had the Debauch Reno this weekend. We were actually just about to talk about that. The 3 days of Sticker Guy and local and international bands.
Did they know about Dale?
Awesome.
Rick, shut up.
I'm sorry.
I don't need help. Rick's talking to me through the headphones. Let's push on to her, man. We'll talk about that later.
Wow. They asked about Reno. What?
They'll listen to it on the
podcast. My friend's band, Mr. Loveless, actually played South by Southwest this year. They got lucky.
Cheers.
They got in.
Where are they from?
They're from Walnut Creek, California.
Walnut Creek.
But they did, it was really cool. They won like an Apple thing, a contest, and now have like, they're getting signed and all this. It's pretty intense. Like,
rad.
Yeah, because they've been here for a long time. So,
did you guys rub elbows with any famous people down at South by Southwest?
In the basements?
Who'd you do coke with?
Not really anybody too famous. One of the bands that we played with at that crazy party had a viral video that ended up on Tosh.0.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of famous.
That's sort of famous.
Oh, my God. Wait, was it the guy with the long hair that's, like, weird? And, like, he's on shorts? Like,
in Austin? I doubt it.
Yep, that was the band.
Oh, my God.
Wait, with the dick?
Oh, my God, you lucky motherfucker, because I've seen that on Tosh, and it's ridiculous. He's got this giant wiener just, like, flapping.
And that guy goes to Jubs, the guy who comes and grabs his junk.
What's
his name?
Really?
Oh, fuck, what's his name, Dave?
Yeah, some girl shot a Roman candle into that guy's face.
Whoa.
Out of her vagina?
I guess she didn't like the music.
Didn't see that fucking shit on top.
Yeah.
Nick, you take a good story and try to make it better than it needs to be.
Sorry. I'll pipe down. So what do you guys got on tap? Where are you playing tonight?
Yeah, we're playing tonight at a bar called Mars. It's like a barcade.
Rad.
Barcades are fun.
Yeah, so we're playing here in Gainesville tonight and then off to Orlando tomorrow.
Is it all ages or 21 plus tonight?
Hey, it's...
Nick wants to know if it's all ages or 21 up.
It's 18 up.
Cool.
Interesting.
I call my people in Gainesville.
You're not going to play Panama City or anything because it's so busy there right now because of spring break. Like crazy busy.
Oh, yeah. You guys are in Florida during
spring break. Yeah.
Are you playing a lot?
Yeah, we have a show every day this week in Florida. Going down the West Coast to Miami and then back up the East Coast.
Rad.
Man, we're so proud of you, dude.
Yeah, we were.
Thanks for calling in every week, too.
Yeah, they're
fucking cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to it, man. Rest up. Have a good we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. You guys take care.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Love you guys.
All right, later.
Bye.
Man, Gainesville's a party in ass town.
Vampirates, motherfuckers.
Yes. Vampirates.
Reno representing.
Yeah, if you haven't seen him, dude, it's like Fugazi meets John Zorn.
Well, and
we've got them at Mary Anarchy next month.
And those of you,
in a month and a half.
That's right. They're the headliner of the whole show.
And if you see Dave, you would never think what comes out of him.
Yeah.
I've stayed. That was the one thing I was booking bands.
I saw a picture from the other night. He's got his head shaved and he's wearing this little hat and a plaid shirt.
He shaved
and
his head?
And, it's what it looked like in the video. He just looked like this, you know, kind of dorky guy who might be in a ska band fresh out of high school.
I've seen him look like a little Sasquatch, too. Like, he's all
out. And I've seen him with, like, clean-cut, real short hair, just all, hey, yeah. We're the first, I think
I'm
the
an
first
investment
time I booked
broker.
Him. I think the first time I booked him years and years ago, I was like, this is a hardcore punk band. It doesn't seem like they're... And then Dave
really
gets
nice
on
guys.
There and is like, what's up? And running around the floor, falling on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's a little Frank
happened?
Zappa-ish, too. Like,
yeah.
The way
yeah.
they change, they take turns
on all the instruments and singing.
I love
and,
taking turns on instruments.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, and it naturally goes to an A.
Like
they're all, it goes to a fucking
flesh organ.
D sharp.
Flesh organ.
Or whatever.
I like to
That's
play the skin flute.
Like.
Skin flute?
Not D sharp.
You look like a skin flute player.
So, anyway.
Wait, Jenny said that you wouldn't believe what comes out of Dave, and I'd just like to say,
spook.
I'd like to see what comes out of Dave.
So anyway, back to
Dave's the cutest.
Back to my weekend.
Oh, right. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
You weren't finished?
My no, bad. I wasn't finished because I wanted to talk about Debaucherino. So we go to Daisy's birthday party.
Yes.
And it's a good time, you know, at the foreman's
Always.
House. And
sorry, I didn't
then
get to go.
Riku and I decided to go home and we could just chill out. We had some dinner and everybody else is going out to the show. And I'm bummed out because I couldn't find a sitter. And I really wanted to go see the Gories, one of the bigger bands at the Alley that night. And I'm online, I'm about ready to complain about it, and I noticed that the Gories go on at 10:30, and it's still all ages till midnight. Now, it's about 8 o'clock, and I look at Riku, and it's about time to get a bath started. And I go, hey, so I get on Facebook, I ask some people's opinions, you know, should I take my 6-year-old to the punk
Fuck
rock show
yeah.
at 10 p.m. at night? And I got a whole
well,
lot
did
of
that way.
Yeah, I got to go a whole lot of hell yeah. So I looked at her and I said, honey, you want to go to a punk rock show instead of going to bed?
Yeah.
She like knocked everything off the table and said, really? Right now? And so I took my kid out to the Alley at 10 o'clock
yeah,
at night
but that's
on Saturday.
Fine. I mean,
culture up.
She was the, you know, dude, and she ran around and danced and made
she
friends
loves
with
rock and roll,
a
dude.
Whole bunch of girls who I hope maybe call me back. And
oh, Jesus.
Riku's a rock and roller,
dude.
I was not using her as a lure. It just kind of happens that
just
way.
Happens
it's like
that
guys
way.
That go into a park with a fucking puppy. They're like, the girls, oh, my God, your dog is so cute. They're like, oh, I know. Touch my puppy.
Well, but I was being
That's
a good dad because at the end of the night when
How was it, dude?
She's starting to like nod off. I'm like, honey, do you want to go home? You're tired, aren't you? She's like, no, I'm not tired. I'm just resting my eyes. And then her head dipped forward and jerked back.
So she met up
so
with some
Rory
people
gave
who
her
sold
a,
heroin, huh?
Yeah, no,
so,
he gave her a Red Bull. And he said, right. perk up, honey.
No, I held her in my lap.
She got real
and,
culture.
And I didn't
real
sing cool. real loud. And I let her sleep with her head on my lap while I rocked out to the Gories. And I wanted to be up front. It would have been cooler, but I got to go see it, and so did my kid. So that was
my daddy is
awesome.
The best.
I know.
And
then, was it yesterday? Sunday, I took her to the circus. Mm-hmm. And that was four hours.
I saw the pictures of that.
Cool. 4 hours of just running around with my wallet hanging out, letting anybody take it.
Yeah,
are we done? All right.
We took the one-year-old on Saturday, and it was probably a lot cheaper for me because she didn't really
yeah,
give a shit
she's
about
not asking to buy
like
stuffed
that.
Unicorns and
no.
cotton candy.
She really didn't want anything
shit.
Except
Look
to get
the
fuck out of
these good dads in the room.
I know, Phillip's
mine
son was
my son was just here, and mine's turning 13, so that's cute, the circus. Mine is like spent at like Nike and Adidas. And they rate me
I
very
bet.
Gently.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, great, thanks, yeah. Yeah, so circus is over. Now it's like soccer cleats and stuff. Like, I'm like,
okay, wait. You said he's 13?
Yeah, he'll be 13.
5 more years.
Jenny has a very pedophile-ish.
That's
so cute.
See, I was about to say, congratulations, you can leave him at home
Ew.
Alone.
Oh, yeah.
And not get taken.
I'm not
Mary
Kay Letourneau. He's not 12
You don't need a sitter anymore.
Yeah.
right.
He's a good kid, but he's got that look in his
Thank
eye
you,
now.
Thank you, Riku.
But, yeah, so the circus was fun. You know, it's a circus. It's livestock. Got to say that ringleader.
The ringleader had some huge tits, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Wow.
I couldn't really tell from the cheap seats, but I could tell from the cheap seats.
Yeah, no, I forgot how much I enjoy the, not the lions or the motorcycles, the boobs and sequins that happen at the circus repeatedly.
She looked good from distance, but like when I was walking around with Allison when she was getting bored and we walked around the concourse, I saw her a little bit closer. She was a little bit beat up looking.
Oh, is
she was a butter. She was a butterface.
Yeah,
she was a carny. She was a carny before.
She had a sexy. Like,
she's obviously been in the circus for a long
carny
time.
Tits. She was a carny man. She was a carny. Kathleen Turner voice. And,
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
That's from methamphetamine and menthol.
She grew up in that circus culture, if you know what I'm saying. But she was really hot.
And I'm going to bet you that
my mama worked for Barnum's and Bailey's, and my daddy was a carny.
Do not match the carpet.
I hope not.
That's red out of a box, as it were.
Not a true
a gross box.
Yeah.
But a so we got home from the circus, and we're sitting around, and well, at the alley the night before, I ran into my good friend Tisha Rick.
Tisha.
Aww.
Tisha. One of the hottest black girls ever.
Yes.
Oh,
very special. You know Tisha. Yeah.
Is she still amazing looking?
Yeah. Oh, she still looks as fantastic as ever, dude. She's a teacher in Nevada City now, and I got to hang out with her.
Nice.
And she was at the next day, she's at 40 Mile at the All Ages show out there for Debaucherino. So I loaded up Riku in the car and took her to day three. And
Riku had a great weekend.
So Riku got to hang out at 40 Mile Saloon yesterday, too, in the parking
lot. Riku secretly
in
has
the
a
parking
meth
lot.
Habit now.
Yeah.
Started.
Oh, no, she met another fun little six-year-old, and we were letting him run around. Me and her mom are looking at the band, and
were they
turn around.
Smoking weed?
And no, we see her and this other little kid picking up, this other little girl, they're picking up rocks, like bigger than your head.
Yeah, I'm sure they were picking up rocks.
And smashing them to the ground.
A lot of rocks and over in that side of town.
The parking lot is now just covered with rubble from these two little girls smashing cement and concrete in the parking lot.
Riku smash!
It was awesome. And like we run over and we're trying not to laugh. Stop that. You can't just do that on a park. And we're like, oh, that's so cool.
It's fun.
But yeah, we had a blast over there. It was so awesome. Thank you again. I want to thank, you know, all the venues, Holland, 40 Mile, the Alley, Pete and Sticker Guy, all the bands that played.
Yeah,
it was a really
Chapin at the Alley.
Jello Biafra.
Oh, special
the
shout
Sonics.
Out. Special shout out to Chapin the Alley because the Gory Show ran after midnight. And they did not chase off any of the underage kids
because
until
they were with
after
their parents,
the fucking show.
So
nice.
Most of them were with their parents. But they're really cool about letting us hang out until the band got off stage to sell us some merch and stuff and not just hustling us out the doors so they can get the 21 show happening.
What's more important, us selling a t-shirt or this kid being well off in life?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, so it was really cool, the club and Chapin, to like let us hang out until it was all said and done with. So thank you guys.
I wish DRI would have been all ages. Could have brought her to that because that was fucking.
I would
you don't
want
to take your 6-year-old to Shays ever.
No, right. Thank you.
All I know is that DRI.
You know,
was
my
amazing.
6-year-old does not get to go visit me at the
teenagers.
Office.
My mom
didn't
let me go to Shays.
No.
You want to go see some dirty, rotten imbeciles? Be a fucking teenager. You know,
right.
When you are a dirty, rotten imbecile.
It was
imbecile.
So good. That show, I saw Pennywise and Lagwagon within the same week. And then I saw DRI and the infamous Gehenna, and fucking they slapped. It was like fucking, I swear to God, it was like Fight Club. Fucking DRI and Gehenna slapped the bitch tits of fucking Pennywise and Lagwagon. It was that good of a difference.
So punk rock.
The show,
and they
the
they
show
loved
was
it.
Like
heard
were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I heard DRI like fucking was like, Reno is fucking cool, and we haven't played a really cool club show in a long time because they play bigger venues.
Oh, right.
Oh, but it
so they
always,
liked the
you know?
Show. The band
bitches
liked playing.
Were stage
like
bitches
it was
in
a
the
visit
shit.
Back to the underground for dudes.
Hell
and,
yeah.
You know, and in Reno, it's a punk rock place we live in, you know?
Hell yeah.
It was
spin
so
that way,
good.
But
such an
people
incredible
are starting
since
to
the first
pay
time
attention
they came around.
To the fact.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not going to date myself, but let's put it this way. It was at Daughter Judy's on Kitski.
Daughter Judy's!
Okay.
Oh, that floor was so amazing.
Okay, now that was
wow,
so long ago,
me.
I'm not going to say how long.
Yeah. Rick, how long ago was that?
That was so long ago. Oh my God, I think I was 14.
7 seconds.
That's a long time
so
ago.
That's
God, and Jenny was probably only like 30.
Oh, wait. You told her to get one of these.
Face.
Yeah.
And give her the big one. Give her the big one.
Face!
The first time I saw DRI, it was DRI, Bad Brains, and I want to say Fishbone.
Oh, fuck yeah.
My friend Jamie got stabbed at that show.
That's not good.
And so it was like crazy, like the beat, like early punk in Reno. Yeah,
what's more
just
punk rock than getting stabbed?
Yeah, I mean,
do you want to get cut?
Going to FSU. Oh, wait, same
thing. Oh, yeah.
Same
thing. FSU. Oh, Kenny C., where are you now? Oh, wait.
I saw him walking down Keystone the other day with a baby and a gas
can. Growing his hair long so nobody can take his picture.
And
no, we don't know that for sure.
I do.
Ew.
Oh, it's not slanderous.
How dare you? Rick, beep that shit out.
Totally.
That was bad.
Oh. Yeah. Rewind to last weekend. Speaking of Shays and awesome punk rock, the Shames. That's what I did Friday night. I went to fucking Shames.
Fuck yeah, Shays
with Antique Scream. Who this band from Seattle? I got to see at Lincoln Lounge. They're like two dudes, a drummer and a guitar player, and they play like 70s rock. And they got like handlebar mustaches. The drummer fucked up his back, so the guitar player and singer, he's still like honoring all the shows they booked, and he came down himself to play the show.
That's awesome.
And he played a good set of his solo stuff. And then the really killer band that played right before the Shames was this band called Machine from Portland. Anybody listening to us up in Portland, go check out Machine. It's a drummer who looks like Anton LaVey and this punk rock chick who plays piano and like facial piercings, tattoos, and wild hair, and just belts out like a voice like Janis Joplin and plays the piano like freaking everybody.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
You know, like, I'll see duets, you know, it's like, oh, it's a piano and a singer and a drummer. And like, something can't carry. And there's something a little lacking. These cats, no way. Like, they were killer.
How
killer,
were the Shames?
Amazing.
Oh, and then the Shames were fucking great. They kicked us all in the face.
Can I get a
And we'll even throw
can
in
can I get
a
I'm sorry, Eric, could you say that again?
No cavado, better. Sexually.
I love the Shames.
Oh, God. I love the Shames.
So I did a lot of awesome, fun shit this weekend. So did my kid. What about you?
This weekend, man, I can't even really remember because it all got fucking wiped out when my friend Dale passed away, dude. He's my best friend. He's an astronaut. Commander fucking Overdrive.
Yeah, no for
and
Dale.
I love him.
Yeah, no for Dale.
Yeah, no for Dale, everybody.
Yeah, no.
There's a shot of Soko on the ground in the alley.
I don't even
Joe's
remember
you,
what I did last week. I didn't even watch The Walking Dead this week because fucking Dale died.
That's why. It's not because it sucks.
I love The Walking Dead. Fuck you. Fuck you, Chewbacca. But
shots for Dale. We're all taking a shot.
And do not pour one for your dead homies on the carpet.
Oh.
So, this weekend was last night we played the Merry Anarchy 2010 movie.
I know, and I did.
That was the benefit for Dale we had when he got diagnosed.
Yep.
And that is one of the few Merry Anarchies I've missed.
And we got to watch Sprout
and
Astronaut and Dale do a solo set, too.
That Sprout show was one of the best shows I ever saw.
And he was hugging fucking Jess Blaze. Can I get an absolutely?
I heard that. I heard there was a moment of the two of them on stage.
Well, yeah, and I was up there with them. Yeah. Those are my homies and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking, same time of year and shit, too.
I had six people die this year.
I can't
year.
Understand it, but fucking, it was like sad, but also beautiful. Like, we're all going to go to that party, too, man, you know?
Hell yeah.
And I can't wait to see Dale being all, come on, dude. Like, Kendrick's is about to
some
play.
Good shit.
Or Seaweed is about to play. I don't know. Like,
hey,
Dale loves
so
many music.
Are we going to have, like, a little memorial thing, though? Because
there will be.
I kind of feel like we should.
I spent the day with the Widow Kellums, and we're going to do a memorial. Yeah. We're going to do a memorial. We're going to do the whole thing. And then this Merry Anarchy in May is
it's
also
all about it. Yeah.
About
because I really, he was. I love him.
You need to get a good picture of Dale
screaming.
And blow his face up.
You need
like
to do a hologram
feet.
Like they did with Tupac.
But here's the thing about like this. Do you know how Tupac and Dale are the same? Dude, we could put out Dale Kellum's records for fucking ever, dude.
I know. He recorded everything.
He was a prolific.
Solo
he stayed
stuff,
in his man
stuff.
Cave yeah. and recorded instead yeah. of going out and like Remember? Being on the town and being blah, blah, blah. He had his girlfriend and he always worked in his man cave on his shit.
Okay. And remember you know? The basement yeah. out in Sun you know? Valley?
And he'd just hand you like, oh, this week's demo tape. You know? oh. And then he'd also go out and, you know, work with Steve and, you know, do this and also bring back Sprout and, you know, everything, man. Astronaut, all the years I've known that.
I just remember.
Do we,
wonderful
do we want to go to a Dale song right now?
Let's hear yeah. some Dale. Fucking, yeah. you know.
Shoot, what?
We what
got,
is
what
it?
We
Chewbacca?
Got Chewy. Yeah.
Let's play the. I got brought in a couple songs off their demo tape that they put out in 1994, which was Pandycapped.
Was it recorded at a? Oh, Pandycapped.
I don't even know where
tape,
that one was recorded.
That
at.
That cassette
yeah.
tape.
Yep.
So awesome.
Tracks on 6 and 7 on there
in a rental unit.
Ill and Voice are good.
Yeah, let's double it up. Yeah. Let's hear two songs by Sprout.
Yeah. Sorry for the hissing. It's cassette.
That's a tape.
yeah, man. Punk rock.
Yeah.
great
that,
song.
You know what that gets? That gets a little applause.
Half-assed fucking can
a little
clapping.
Golf clap.
Man, I fucking love that. That was like my first favorite Sprout song, too, was voice.
Something everybody can relate to.
Fuck yeah.
Because you got to be a fanboy asked up. To be in the band, right?
Yeah, like my dreams come true, man. I've been in many bands where it was like a dream to play with, you know, and they're all Reno, Sprout, Atomics, and Gunshot Liquor. And yeah. Fat Couch and Source and, you know, the bands that
Company
I was
C.
in. Yeah, even playing with Kenny was a fucking... kicking the pants,
yeah,
dude. Just doing old school
three,
punk
four,
rock.
Four, or what was it?
And now with like with like Felix and Todd and Garrett yeah. and Ron too. That's another
yeah.
just like
Reno's super groupish.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Like yeah. like fucking, I love playing and music is the best. And that's
that
how I met Dale. And
there's a band coming out soon. That's Cyril from you know from the Shames and yes. from Gray Mauser, but also he's playing with Leah and Darren from Gob.
Ooh,
really?
Be like a
yeah,
power trio
that's what
thing.
I heard.
Old school.
Yeah,
that would be
pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah,
that sounds good.
The,
I love
the Gob's
yeah.
coming back round.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I from what I've noticed, like I mean, I don't know about the band, but they're
but the people from Gob.
Yeah, yeah, they're playing with other people a lot more after.
Nice,
yeah, good.
And successfully being parents for a while.
Yeah.
yeah
for a while, you get sick of being a good parent. And you just
702 Records. That's how old
yeah.
that shit is.
Satan's
yeah.
Pimp.
Oh, Satan's Pimp. Touché.
Very
well
done.
That's
God,
why he's the
really
historian.
Satan's
yeah.
Pimp.
He knows. Put me in my place.
Yeah, check it.
Damn, that was
Satan's Pimp, dummy.
Well, which became 702, so you're on the right path.
I know, I was on the right path, but you nailed it. You got the...
I miss Gunshot.
You got the
I
Alex
really,
Trebek points.
Of all the bands ever, though, I really miss Gunshot Liquor.
Oh, fucking
I just want
to
mention that.
They will be in nowhere Nevada.
I just want to mention that
Gunshot.
This
like one
segment
of the, best,
of the show
like,
is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Reno Computer Fix.
Oh,
yay,
yeah.
Yay,
you're
on.
Listening
good
on
segue.
A computer right now, so...
If
listen
you can
up.
Break it, they can fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For very good rates. But I did want to bring up something, actually. Sorry to have hello. Cut that off, but I keep forgetting to say this. Yeah. They are involved with this thing called Project Bighorn, in which the Reno Bighorns are bringing basketball to the youth of our city.
Yep.
I want to say it's middle school age kids, and Reno Computer Fix is one of the fine sponsors of that program.
Cool.
So we encourage you all to get online and check them out on Facebook and really support it because... I know sports and kids is good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Word.
Basketball
yeah.
is good.
I think so.
Make
think
them run.
Basketball
and really, the
stupid.
More kids we train to do this kind of shit here in our town when they grow up and become big and famous, they can say, oh, people help me out.
I don't understand why they don't have Fight Club for kids.
They that'd do. Be it's called middle school.
It's good.
O'Brien Middle School.
O'Brien
yeah, Sparks Middle School.
Vaughn
Middle School. Vaughn's nasty. Pine sucks, too.
Yeah.
I heard Pine's a good place to get in a knife fight.
Pine just got
with a teacher.
Pine just got some sort of $10,000 grant. I saw
probably because they suck so
get
bad.
A new playground or something.
Yeah,
that's
but
how
not
it works with
Mace.
For
not
the
to
teachers.
Help security.
We totally support
to the
kids.
The more
the
ghetto
troops.
The school
yeah.
is, the more money they get
yeah.
from the government.
The more poorly you do, the more you're rewarded with cash.
Yay.
But so anyway, don't forget. Check out Project Bighorn, a charity of our fine sponsors, Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix
.net. Yeah. And speaking of computer things, big shout out to our IT guru.
Oh, Strice.
Lord Strice, Sean. Our website was down on like Wednesday and Thursday fuck. Or something for a moment.
People panicked. They're all, what the fuck?
Right? I got like 6 messages on Facebook about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Crazy Reno
and
Podcast
I
got like 100
friends.
Fucking friends that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, Crazy Reno Podcast song. Yo, good, good.
And so I got a hold of Sean and he fixed it in an hour
nice.
Or less.
Hell yeah.
He is
and
my favorite gay guy.
Hey, Crazy Reno Podcast. This is your shout out that I promised you guys.
He's
hi,
like,
Benicia. Thank you for contacting us. You guys are nice. Mm-hmm.
Strice is like our
we'll talk.
Our Batman.
Strice is our Batman. He has yeah. his cave. He hides in it.
We
he comes
the
out
bat
and saves
signal
the
out.
Day.
He's all okay.
You know,
done.
Is he a billionaire?
I want
to. He might be.
He'd like to be.
He funds our club. He helps fund our clubs.
Yeah. Are you sure he's gay?
He
actually,
well
he's probably put more money into
I'm
it
sure.
than the rest of us, except for Rick's time.
Right.
I would like to say, if any of you notice, though, whenever something goes wrong with Rory, like his car breaks down or a computer or
yeah.
his phone, he always takes it to Facebook.
Fuck yeah.
Before even trying to fix
it. He talks about it on our show, too.
I know. He goes, my car will not start, and the heater already went out because I'm wondering if perhaps maybe it's this.
Hey, it's free advice.
I know.
I thought
but
the black
he's hoping somebody.
had one, and I burned out my fucking thing.
Shut up. I was just hoping somebody's going to say, go, I'll come.
You're like that with Facebook. I'm like that with Google. I'm like, let's check the Google.
See, I'm lazy.
Like
that
people are using
I'm
like,
Google
Pinterest
will
now.
Give me an answer that I have to implement. Facebook will give me a friend to implement it.
Oh, gross.
I take
care of my friends.
Thanks, Sean, for fucking up my car more. I really appreciate that.
No, when I get out and my friends help me out, and you know, I buy them drinks. When they're in trouble, I'll help them out.
I tell them when there's been a deadly accident on the intersection when they're towing their car.
That was helpful.
I know.
I did. I'm really glad I didn't try to push my Saturn past that. Yeah.
I know. So, yeah. That's pretty rad.
Fuck the Reverend Roy Dad.
Hey, you watch your mouth, young lady.
Faggot.
Oh, that's me. That's me. That's the faggot.
It's the gay Philip Brown show.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Shut up, Bobby.
Bobby. So can we talk about my week?
Yes, let's talk about Jenny's week.
Gosh, you guys.
Hi, Jenny Pez Dispenser. Thanks for being on the show.
Jenny's for all of you that show, don't know Jenny, she's a comedian, and she works in Blowjob Alley.
And I write for the Reno Tahoe Tonight
and
magazine under Pez Says.
And she is my co-concierge at the upcoming
White Party on April 6th.
White Party! No black people allowed?
No, but they got
to
have white on.
White party.
Oh, they have to wear white.
It's a whites only party.
No. Blacks are allowed on. This is not Alabama.
No, we are
encouraging.
I'm not for bigotry.
I am encouraging all of my darker skinned friends to wear some sort of hooded white outfit. I think it would make for a fun show.
I do want to say something, though, real quick off that topic.
Get those conservatives good.
Yes.
You really need to watch All My Crackheads on YouTube. It's a Reno production. By a comedian named Wayne Walsh.
That shit was funny.
And the shit is fucking hilarious. I saw it. Third Street Bar does open mic comedy every Wednesday at 9:30 and also at Red Rock on Sunday. open mic comedy that I'm usually at unless I'm too high. Or somebody died.
Jenny's
Which
moment
has been
is brought to you
lot.
By OxyContin.
No, I was just gonna
OxyContin.
Ask, what is your drug of choice, Pez
Dispenser? My drug of choice is drug. There you go.
Drug. What do you got?
And we love lamp.
What's in your pocket? No, but it's really All My Crackheads is hands down one of the best local productions I've ever seen.
Is it searchable on YouTube? You can find
Absolutely.
All My Crackheads. Okay,
and, no, it's well written. It's got
and
it's funny.
It's well shot.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, you go, wow, this looks like something you'd see like the viewer videos from Daniel Tosh. It's that. Kind of quality where you don't feel like this
so
is
that good, huh?
Wow. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
That is well shot.
It's
that makes
almost,
me feel good.
It could almost be on Daniel Tosh.
No, it could
It runs
be.
Really good on my
the,
Windows 95.
Who's the fucking fag now? Who's the fag now,
if
right?
If they sent it in. But there's a lot of local comedians. Wayne Walsh is in it.
You just killed their career. You just killed their career.
Drake Nelson's on it. Brendan Lara.
Friend of the show the mailman
who
wasn't the mailman on it.
Oh no, I don't know that guy anymore.
But okay,
the mailman.
That
names
does sound
we
good
don't speak.
This show
okay
weird.
Never mind. Yeah, no, a bunch of our friends are on it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
It's really good. It's really good, though. So you see,
good enough to be on. Good enough to be on Tosh. We got it.
We got. Anyway,
that's like saying your album sounds like you know it was recorded in a really nice living room.
No, honestly, listen. And here's the truth.
Hey, did that bedroom have a tapestry?
You're all. You know me all well enough. I feel like we're all friends now on the show. You all know that I indulge quite a bit. The fact that I hadn't indulged in anything in watches and I still laugh my fucking ass off.
Well, there you go.
So you didn't even have to be high on crack to watch this and have a good time.
Watch it. It was really, really good.
How do you? Let me ask you something.
Minute.
I want to know, Jenny. How do you know when you're not high?
I don't. It's weird.
See?
Like sometimes I have to ask myself, did I take OxyContin today or shoot heroin?
Again, this
I
moment
did.
Is brought to you by OxyContin.
And that is
the
a really,
heroin.
That's also a really intriguing concept, enjoying something without drugs.
You don't even have
know,
to take heroin
right?
to like it.
I mean, I'm drunk right now, so.
Hey, what else is new?
Yeah.
You people make me sick.
Oh. Okay, so let's talk about.
Don't judge me because I'm real.
Wow, that just got real.
Josh Chewbacca, don't just judge me because I'm straight edge.
I'm not judging you,
Martin.
I'm judging
look,
your
George,
type.
Look, George Mathis. or Judge Mathis, hey, so Philip, why don't you tell us about the white party?
Yeah, we got a guest in here. We're wasting.
Because you know more than I do, but I do know that the white party, me and the famous Reverend Rory Dow are going
to be your concierge, and we will be serving shots
because everybody needs to get bombed and fucked
up. I think the alley is also providing some booze.
Yeah,
the
alley. Chapin and them are going to be over to bartend.
Cool, cool.
This is our 9th annual party.
Holy shit.
We always pick local charities. So this year it is going to the MS. We have one of our own has MS. So Maya has
Maya,
it.
And we love her.
We love her. So
it's a hardcore MS.
And then the other one is.
Because MS sucks.
It does.
Yeah. It sucks real bad. If you go to the.
It stands for must
the,
suck.
Our MS. Page.
Most suck.
Most suck.
Most sucked. If you go to the our page, it shows her. She shows giving herself a shot.
She has to take them for her ass.
Yeah, it was real. It was real. All of a sudden, like, randomly. Everybody was at work one day, and, of course, you know, we're all working so hard that we check our Facebook nonstop. And we're like, oh, she's back there doing something weird. Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah, it affects, you know.
And who else? It's
Build
Our Center,
for
I know.
For the BOC, because we all need
group.
A center.
Yeah.
And then Rain Shadow High School.
Yay!
Which I love.
Yay!
Rain
we
Shadow.
Are big supporters.
Survivor.
Kudos.
Yes, I love them so much. So, money. Proceeds go to them as well. And then for that little boy, Ramsey Farley. So if you go to our page, there's a video of it, and there's not a cure. They don't know really what he's dying from.
Oh, my God.
So, and he's dying, so he's very young. So the proceeds
sounds like
go
a hell
to
of a
him
cause.
And it's being hosted by
the incredible Ginger Divine.
Yeah.
We dig that bitch. I dig that bitch.
It's called the white party. You have to be white to go to it?
And I just want everyone to know, her carpet matches her drapes.
Oh, you dirty faggot.
And you know this.
You dirty little
fairy. I know a lot of dirty shit. I do.
The one thing about it, though, that a lot of people don't realize about the white party is you don't necessarily have to come in white. But it'll cost you more.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the prices. Let's talk about the prices.
Yeah, this is not an exclusive thing. You want everybody to show.
If you are wearing all white, it's $10. If you aren't wearing all white, it's $25.
How much if you're not even white?
Dude, I'm gonna wear purple and be like, "What's up? I got money."
If you're like
bitch.
Bishop from Shades, you have to come in and smile so people will see you. suck it, Bishop, because I know you listen to the show.
He was just on it last week.
He doesn't have a fucking computer.
He's at Jackie's now.
Oh, really?
He's living at Jackie's.
She don't give a fuck.
He was telling us he doesn't have a computer.
Jackie,
he doesn't
Jackie.
Do any of this stuff.
We love Jackie.
We love Jackie.
I dig me some Jackie.
But, he got one just so he could listen to the
show. If I wasn't a fag, I'd fuck Jackie.
Honey.
Yeah.
I think everybody fuck Jackie.
Jackie's
amazing.
She's hot.
Do you know Jackie, Rick?
No.
Rick cannot comment.
I don't think I know
but
Jackie.
We did discover last week that he eats pussy. Rick
oh yeah, Rick has eaten pussy
oh, yeah.
in his life.
Oh my God, Rick!
Yeah, I've had sex with girls.
I've heard Rick bang girls. Yeah,
Let me tell you something. I'll fuck it, but I won't eat it. I mean,
because a hole is a hole.
It's not gonna happen. I don't want that taste lingering in my mouth. Takes more than scope to get that fucking shit out. I can tell you right there.
They all taste different. Some of them taste pretty good.
Some of them taste pretty good.
I have even earned my red wings.
So have I. Well, you gotta try it to know you didn't like it.
But is it okay?
You gotta try it.
Wait, but is it okay to go ass to mouth?
Oh. Yeah, well, how do you feel about ATM?
Is there any other way to...
Right. Let me tell you something. That? Sex is not a fun, glamorous thing like in the movie.
Right.
It is dirty. It is hardcore. I'm going to spit on your ass and stick my tongue in your mouth.
It's like heart surgery. Yeah. Like, you don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
It's like barely get your clothes off and just start fucking away. Yeah. You don't even care. Wow.
But really, but gay guys fuck women, and so all the straight guys who have been blown... all those straight guys who have been blown by their gay friends don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
You aren't defined by what you rub your dick on, you know?
That's right.
That's
right.
My God.
That's not what my old boss of Fresco's told me.
Are you sure he's gay?
He kept saying it'll just hurt at first.
No, he told me it doesn't matter.
My boss is going to be real happy that I'm talking about that.
You were talking about spitting on asshole right before our party. How is that good?
You should have said, I'm
trust
just
me, with
that
our
like
audience, that's dang.
Keeping it real.
Oh, yeah.
Just keeping it real. I know what's going to happen.
Audience.
Sorry.
That's,
by
that's
the way,
so I spit on an asshole.
Let's say hi to the audience.
Hi, audience.
Hi, everybody listening. Hope you're enjoying the show.
We love you.
Let's say hi
my one fan that comes up to me and said, "Hey, I saw you're Jenny Pez Dispenser. I heard you on the Worst Little Podcast. You're funny. The couple times you've been on them, all you've listened to both. That's fucking awesome."
So whoever really? That is, send us some. Yeah. Send us
the
messages. We will read them back on the air.
Maybe we'll put you on the show.
Yeah.
Dear Jenny Pez Dispenser, yeah,
be our
you're
greatest
a whore.
Fan.
P.S.
We'll put you on the show.
Don't ever go on the show again.
That was me.
Oh,
that was me.
Thanks.
See, and you're on the show. So there you
hey,
go.
Hey, be careful, though. I wrote a letter once to Quiznos, or not Quiznos, Capriati's. Fucking best sandwiches in
Bobby.
Town. Oh, my God. Best
Thanksgiving
sandwich.
Thanksgiving
and a sandwich.
So I wrote this letter, and I went in like a couple days later, and I'm like, yeah, I love your sandwiches, blah, blah. I even wrote a letter. They go, yeah, we got this letter here, and I look over, and it's my letter. Like pinned to the wall, and I'm like, oh my God, that's me. And I go, can you black out my phone number though and all my contact information? Because that seems to be a little inappropriate. And the fuck part is, I didn't even get a free sandwich. Now that they're like, oh, that's great.
Suckers.
They're all $8.25. I'm like, thanks, oh,
thanks for the info.
Yeah, I'm
we
like,
don't
cool.
give free shit, bitch.
Like
we're
the
not Starbucks.
They know you're going to buy another one.
I know, and I did. I bought a Bobby actually.
Bullshit.
But I wish they had gravy to dip it in. Gravy on my face.
You're a dude.
Spoon.
Gravy on your face.
Gravy. Yeah,
that's
gravy
what I'm
talking about. Sexually.
White party.
It's a white party.
Speaking of white gravy.
We will not be serving gravy. We will not be serving gravy. We will be serving booze.
Now, is there going to be, there are extra events going on, like there's DJs, is there going to be a fashion show this year?
There is. There's always a fashion show.
Okay.
And they're telling me that it's grunge 90s and that it's Find Your Element. So I guess
Leno.
I'm thinking like, right? I'm
like
thinking
fire
like
sign
Kurt Cobain walking down the runway, a bunch of Kurt Cobain models. Just
but there's
heroin
always
chic
half
with big old
a lot of lime green cardigans.
But they always have girls, they always have girls that are pretty much half naked running around.
Yeah, they
and
do.
Boys, Rick.
Yeah,
whatever you're into.
There's a lot of half naked people at the
there's
white
entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a lot of half naked people.
last year.
I did your guys' job one year, and I did it their first year in the firehouse.
Yeah.
And I dressed up as a half naked fireman stripper.
There
out there with
I
the
remember
microphone.
That. No, I remember that.
Nice.
Talking
nice.
Shit, wasted.
Last year, when me and Rory did the shots, because since we are the concierge,
and it was my first event in my new life as a
and
single.
And we
man.
Had a fucking.
Blast.
It is. It's one of the best parties you go to all year long.
I met tons
did
of
you
people
guys
that
bang?
I'm still in real.
Did we what?
Did you guys bang?
No.
That night, no.
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 Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. No, she was all pilled up.
No, I wasn't. I was on
you're
the devil's
up.
Powder and other things.
She was marching through the city.
Oxycontin.
Actually, we went right after the show. Me and Rory went on a long tour of dive bars.
Oh God, we did.
We walked from Salon 7 to Foxy Olive.
Oh, I love Foxy Olive.
We just fucking
yeah,
hit every
we
bar.
Just
we were just
wandered
like,
around,
this
stayed
bar.
Up, getting loaded.
Foxy yeah. Olive is my favorite dive bar.
Foxy, oh, I love Foxy.
It smells
dude.
Worse than any other bar, but it's so nice.
It smells like
Foxy's
Trivia
kind
Night's
of my
great.
New alibi.
You go in there for 5 minutes and you come out smelling like you bent the Zephyr for 2 hours.
Oh! Not anymore though, because have you been to the Zephyr?
No, I'm talking about I'm talking about the original Zephyr.
Yeah, the Zephyr now.
We know what you mean.
The new Zephyr smells like paint.
Yeah, and it's like Chapel. Sorry,
it's way. Not as cool as Chapel.
The Chapel
is
all like,
two.
Wow,
beautiful.
That's all like
not, and now,
6 miles.
And now
40 miles.
Right, and now O's is 40 miles, which is Chapel
Light.
Light.
Yeah, it's just yeah. weird. It's weird.
Hey, and it really like
Mr. O's, motherfucker.
Love out to Duncan. Love what he's doing over there. But
yeah, absolutely.
Your drinks are just too expensive to go all the time, you know.
Well, and I'm sorry. The best dive bar in Reno for me is always and will always be Shays.
Shays and
Jobs. It's dirty. It keeps Reno dirty.
Yeah.
It's my first choice, and then it goes to Jeb's, because, yeah.
That's why DRI had a great time.
Fuck
oh,
yeah, they did.
Real as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
That's what you get here.
So I guess that
Philip Brown was there. Hell yeah!
That's this week's Dirty Bar Roundup.
Yeah, let's have some music, and then do the next thing.
Is the quiz the next thing?
Yeah.
Yes, I
all
think
right,
so.
Likely.
All right, so you want to hear a song?
You what you got, Chewbacca?
My DJ favorite Sprout song is Revise and Rebuild. It's a great song, I think. It's track two.
And
there,
this
Rick.
Was recorded at Sierra Sonics.
This was recorded
Tom
at FSU
Gordon.
By Brian Knopf.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Bri.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently. Maybe not. It was released by FSU. Maybe
what
it was recorded by
it
Tom Gordon. Revise and Rebuild.
Hello, Tommy Tape Sprout. Wanted this the could mansion. Be.
I know it was, it's released on FSU Records. I figured that they recorded it, but maybe I'm wrong.
I bleed.
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
It's funny because when I bleed hate also.
My dog's bleeding. She's in heat. That gross little
She bleeds
bitch.
Heat.
She's a chihuahua. That's why I didn't bring her because I didn't want her to be mean to you guys because she gets really Sorry. Bitchy.
That fucking dog Layla brought in here.
She was like bitchy with me. She just kept trying to lick my fucking hand and like wouldn't leave me fuck alone. And then she wanted to like rub her little bloody
vagina.
You liked
Say
it.
Say vagina. Say dog pussy. See it.
Dog pussy. Dog pussy.
See it.
Dog pussy.
I was going for like canine cunt or
front
yeah.
something that rhymed.
Thank you. Yes, Rick. Something that rhymed. Canine vagine.
Doggy front butt.
Canine vagina.
Wait.
Canine vagina.
Doggy split peach. split peach like
Lipstick.
Vagina.
Toto's gash.
Hatchet wound, a little doggy hatchet wound.
Yeah,
a another. Meat curtain,
bleeding Ewok.
There's a kid song about little doggy hatchet
fucking
wound.
Bloody
rubber
roast
biscuit.
Beef.
Rubber biscuit.
Rubber biscuit.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is.
Dun dun dun.
Rick.
Time.
Yeah.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. It's now time for the worst little quiz in the world.
It stinks.
I'm going to ask our guests a whole bunch of fun questions. Jenny's answered most of them before, so it's really all on you.
Okay. Well, she's the returning champion, so we've got to see if she gets her ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah, you are. She is a returning champ.
We've never put her up against a homosexual.
Is that true?
Fuck you, little faggot.
She's never going to get
my people are going to walk
already,
on you.
They're already attacking each other.
You're saying that Occupy guy wasn't a homosexual?
Jew versus fag.
He was. And did you notice how he could never answer a straight answer on what
know.
Occupy
I
did
thought,
exactly?
I thought most punk rockers are faggots, so.
True. Well, punk is
hey, give
originally
punk is are out there.
Give him a six pack and a teener a crank. They sure are.
Just so you know.
Give him some good old-fashioned bathtub drugs and they are down to do it.
Sweet transvestite, hot, because you can jerk them off under their skirt.
Oh, be gross. Just a sweet transvestite.
Yeah. I don't want to jerk Tim Curry off, but I think he's cool.
That's but not what you said last time, Nick. What? No, that was too easy.
It started
easy.
And Rick.
Yeah, I'd like to jerk off
please,
Susan Sarandon.
Last time.
No,
and
really?
Last time I did a little too much of that. So.
Because you know what I would do to Tim Curry? I would just suck his dick.
Hey! Whoa, we did it live.
That was a natural one.
That was live, ladies
thank
and gentlemen.
You,
that was live.
All right, so we're going to start this question with you, my friend.
Okay.
Oh, it's Clash of the Minorities.
PB versus J.
Oh.
PB versus J.
Nice.
She hates when it's sticky.
I'd rather toss salad with jelly, though, than peanut butter any day.
And when
day.
I write that
you're
down...
You're the one who has a dog.
I prefer maple syrup.
And when I write that down, it's PBVJ in my notes.
VJJ.
All right. So, you're a gay man. This should probably not be that long. But what's the longest you've gone without a bath, my friend?
The longest I've gone without a bath?
Without bathing yourself.
Oh. 2 days camping.
2 days? All right. Fair answer. Jenny, you dirty whore.
Full bathing, like washing my hair or...
Washing nothing, Jenny. You can't
like
even touch
shower,
your fucking
take
pussy.
Take a bath. More than a whore bath.
Oh, well, fuck. I only take whore baths. I mean, look at me.
Every 20 minutes.
After the next gentleman caller.
She's taking a whore bath right
say,
now.
I would say I am right now. I actually have wipes in my vagina. I would
don't
say,
use Clorox wipes.
I would probably say a couple days. I mean, okay. Camping, same scenario.
I don't go without bathing.
Me too.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
We get a lot of dirty bands in here, so it's often a fun question. Trapped on a desert island, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
My lover, because I like to eat ass.
You've played this game before.
Jenny?
Well, I think I might change mine to my lover as well, because I like to eat cock. So...
A little fewer points for a Xerox dancer there.
And the gays pull ahead.
Thanks, they
Bill.
Pull out ahead.
Thanks,
they
Bill
pull
Clinton.
Out and ahead.
No, just they pull out ahead.
Sexually.
What are your favorite porn keywords?
What are my, like, tags?
Yeah, what are your favorite porn keywords?
Oh, God.
When you search porn.
Facial.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Me too.
Facial.
Giant collection.
Facial. Compilation.
Compilation. Hey, can we get a gang vocal face?
Okay, wait. Cream pie.
Oh, yeah. You guys are totally ruining it for me because I know what you're talking about.
I also,
right in the
face.
where does it go, Max?
I also like
face.
I also like all of those things, but not the way you guys do.
Liar.
That's some of them, I like those things,
actually,
too.
Some of my
different.
Best straight porn I've gotten from Rick. Because he'll, like, find it searching these things, go, well, it wasn't my cup of tea, but I know you'll like it.
You know, pay it forward.
Dude,
pay it forward.
Nothing like straight gangbang porn. It's just a room full of guys.
Yeah.
And one tiny piece
boxes.
That I can ignore.
I know, I can ignore that bitch.
Yeah, no problem.
You'd be mingling in the room. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's John. So John, how's your family?
I haven't really searched porn in a lot, but I'm a little a fan of the double penetration.
Double pen.
Ooh, DP. DP. DP.
No, DP. Double pen, same hole, or double pen,
different
separate
well,
holes.
If you do a double DP, it's
DPDA.
But honestly,
Wait, was that like a three times change there?
Or a 3-1-2 where it's one in the mouth, one in the asshole, and one in the pussy.
That poor girl.
Right.
Filling her up with not me. It's just like,
we have the same
that's
thing.
That's my favorite, and gangbang.
And Baruka. What is it, Baruke?
Two girl, one
no,
cup.
No, Bukkake.
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 Two girl, one cup.
I don't fucking
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not there to read.
Do you like a spit roast?
Cum collections? Like,
you
they
gone,
get a jar of it and hand it to a girl to drink?
Have you gone to Pornhub, though?
I even think that's
of
gross.
Of course
yeah,
not.
That's yes. really gross.
Let me just be clear. I've been on the internet for a really long time with porn. Like,
don't ever look
I
up.
Can, I'm there.
Don't
I am
ever,
there.
They
I am
really
involved.
Like that
I
question,
do not get
Roy.
A new phone every time they get out because I want to be in contact with my friends.
You get a new phone so you have better video on
yeah,
your porn.
Yeah, fucking HD. Bam.
That's why you should never search engine.
Walked right into Sprint with it.
Friend, because it's actually man's best friend website is a girl fucking her boxer.
I
so
gross.
I think she gets
I
the points on that question.
That.
Would make a difference.
No,
what kind of
and, yeah.
Would it be better if it was a poodle?
It's, all I know is that
Rory,
saw,
please continue with the quiz.
Don't let her talk.
Let's see. Well, that I'll save that one for later. What feature in yourself do you hide when you're trying to impress somebody?
My personality?
Fair enough.
Same thing, because shit, I try not to talk where I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be a listener.
Tell me more about you.
I just want to know. I just want to know about you and your family and your
but
dogs.
Philly.
And where you live.
How old are you?
Philly.
What's your social security number?
But just like me, address? You can't really talk with your mouth full anyway. No.
Delicious. Really fucking gross dog water dick.
That's really going on in there too, Nick. Really? I was sitting there watching.
Are you flicking your fucking lighter?
and we're done.
Done. Scene.
Philip, this is the Fight Club question. You can have a fight with anybody in all of history. Who do you fight?
Oh,
who do you throw down with and get all primal violent?
Who would
with?
I like to get primal and violent with?
Yes, and this is not a prelude to fucking unless you'd like to do that with their unconscious body.
You can say that to the straights. Back off.
Yeah, man, don't convert the question.
Oh, okay.
Just
so
he's
who
gay.
The who would I like to just fucking hammer down with?
This is just about the fighting aspect. I don't want to know about the after. Aspect.
I was just okay. writing Rick's.
All right,
coattails
if I could get
that.
In a fight with anyone, they have to be dead.
No, anybody.
Alive or dead.
Alive.
I said Oprah.
Even fictional.
All history.
Don't ever say Oprah. He would never
I will
fight.
No, don't talk about Oprah that way. She will fucking smite us down. Fucking no.
I'm not really that scared
In that
her.
Case, I'd like to beat the fuck out of Gail.
Gail.
I like to beat the shit out of
Oprah.
Gail and fucking take
yeah.
Oprah. Oprah deserves better. So
that'll piss her off.
I think I'd like to beat.
I think Gail would take
Gail
you King in a knife fight. Gail,
Gail would. Gail would fuck my shit up. You know that bitch.
That's
you know.
An excellent
she's got street
answer.
Skills. You know it.
Yeah.
She's from the ghetto.
And she. Man, she fucked Stedman over.
Yeah. Stedman.
Stedman's a douche, too.
Are they not married anymore?
Well,
they're whatever.
Yeah.
Just, right.
I don't really. What does he have
to have
complain
whole show
about?
We've talked too much about Oprah.
What does he have to complain about, though, I guess,
this
really?
This show is like, super gay this week.
I would like to fight Betty Davis.
Betty Davis?
Betty Davis.
Oh, crazy
we've
eyes.
We've never had that, have we?
How dare
I
you?
I would love to fight Betty Davis and slap
that bitch
her.
She
fight
you.
I know, right?
That
would
be a fight.
She was on more pills than you were, man.
I know,
she
right?
Would fuck
you know how amazing
that
would
that's
be?
A bookie's laying odds
they'd be like,
on that.
Who beat your ass? I'm all Betty Davis.
I would watch
eyes.
That for yeah. sure.
No, wait. We do talk about young Betty Davis or like whatever happened to Baby Jane Betty Davis?
Whatever happened to
Baby Jane. And this show just crossed the line of gay right there. Baby, cock sucking, Baby Jane. Because
we all
shots.
Knew the we all knew the answer to the question.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh,
well,
dude,
look
it's a
it
great
up. Then.
Fucking movie.
What's happening in sports, Chewbacca?
Bighorns. Let's see. Your last meal on Earth, Philip.
My last meal.
Yeah,
on
your last
Philip
meal
begins every question by repeating the question.
Yes, don't answer yes. a question with a question, son.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah, no.
I would have my last a cheeseburger,
Hands down, cheeseburger.
Excellent.
Fries. With bacon or ranch? Not?
I would like...
There's no frills, just burger.
I would particular like a cheeseburger with, you know what, Carl's Jr.
Not a bad, yeah.
Yeah, I love Carl's Jr. I'm like all about it. Last
star,
meal,
the,
famous star with cheese.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep, extra sauce.
Gay jokes.
You wear
Nobody
it well.
Nobody ever says that.
Thank you. Jenny? Yeah, that would be my last meal.
My last meal would be...
Man mayo.
Her last meal would be OxyCotton.
Ow! Brought to you LSD. By Vicodin. I would like a bacon cupcake with ground Vicodin on top. That would be a great
And some
lesson.
Truffle, little truffle
little
on top.
Truffle, yeah. Little truffle, yeah.
Little truffle sprinkle on
Maybe
top.
Maybe some cheese grits to get back to my roots.
Sprinkle cheese.
Word.
With sprinkled Xanax on top of that. Mm-hmm.
Let's have a little
get back to your other roots.
All right.
All right. Now, Philip, here's my favorite question. So you're going down on a girl.
A dude.
On an ass.
Yeah, let's change it.
Yeah, he's eating ass.
You're eating some ass and you find and a clean ass and you find warm, crispy bacon. Do you eat it?
you know, in all these shows, I've never
thought of it.
You guys
should all see the
way.
Look of glee on his face.
Aren't you happy right now?
It's warm and crispy?
Yeah.
Right out of the oven?
Fresh.
Like, right out of the pan? Yeah.
But not like burning, the oil burning his flesh.
Not burning
however
his ass.
However you like bacon the best.
I've ate some.
Yeah, all right.
If you'll eat an ass, you'll eat a piece of bacon out of it.
Yeah. Come on.
Flat out. If you're going to eat an ass,
you're
going to
toss salad. Yeah.
True that. True that. Jenny.
Absolutely eat the bacon.
Out of an ass?
Out of an ass.
Or of a pussy.
Yeah.
Fuck it. If it's clean, I'll toss salad with ass. I mean, it's like having fucking bacon crumbles on it. Right. It's
fucking bacon.
It's bacon.
See, I'll
you
eat it out of pussy
bacon
every,
10
all day
hours
long,
from
but
now
ass,
and
I'd
go,
have to stop and think about
ass.
It.
Worry, the
I would
snack bar is so
ass.
Close to the restroom.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Oh, my God. So gross.
I know. It's just a mental block, we'll
it's
say.
Just around the corner.
That's right.
It's like the corner store.
Milk lemonade.
Right.
Okay.
Want some rapid fires?
Yeah, I think it's rapid fire time now, right?
Right. Where did the list go? It used to be up here.
Is that a rapid
it's
fire
behind
question?
It.
Oh, it's still up there, yeah.
It look at the safety right pin. There, it's behind it.
You gotta get your shit together, Nick.
The rapid fire question is a great. And the whole thing comes crashing down.
Oh, my God.
Shut, stop
Nick's
the show.
Destroying stuff here in the studio. He's pulled down
Nick,
the sound.
He is not alone.
Oh, my God. Really?
Stop to think until it's too late. Friends know better. But Nick feels like exploring.
All right. It's your weekly rapid fire with Nick Ramirez on the mic. This one is dedicated to the Beatles or Elvis. Go.
Beatles or Elvis?
Mm-hmm. Elvis.
Elvis.
Yes. Nice. Whoa, Rory's
nice.
Peoples.
Yeah.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth.
Meth.
It won't kill you as fast. It won't kill you as fast.
Beat up or arrested?
That shit is bad.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Beat up.
I like your
initiative.
Nice.
I like that you guys
here.
Are really fast.
Yeah.
That's good. Phone or text?
Phone.
Text.
Nice. Bowie or Mercury?
Bowie.
Mercury.
Nice,
love that,
Jenny.
Faggot.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
We'll have to change things later.
All right, let's go with AIDS or cancer.
Cancer.
Why don't you take AIDS this time?
Cancer of the vagina.
I'm going to say cancer.
Right.
Cuz no faggot wants to die of AIDS.
weed or wine?
Weed.
I like the unison on that one. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Joan Jett.
All right. And for your couple last ones, let's go with gay or ginger?
I'm
gay.
Both.
Gay.
Gay gingers.
Gay.
All right.
So you do kind
blind
of
or
that
deaf?
Question.
Yeah. Gay. Blind or deaf?
Blind or deaf. Gay.
Deaf. Deaf. Yes, because I don't want to fucking hear deaf. Anybody.
I hate to hear myself. I don't want them to have to deal with it.
All right. Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes. That's not even a fucking question.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you kidding me?
And if you could live in a world with only Star Wars or the Beatles, which one would you choose?
Star Wars.
And if you could live in a world with only Elvis or Star Trek, Which would you choose?
Elvis.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, I think Dale would agree on the Star Wars question, but he would not agree on the Star Trek question. He'd be like Star Trek over Elvis.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a big sci-fi nerd.
I just like that Elvis did a lot of drugs and died on the toilet after.
Hell yes. And was
his skin
so discolored from asphyxiating that the initial report from the EMTs, the paramedics that showed up, was that he was an elderly black man.
Yep.
Love it.
Because his face was like purple and black. They thought
Rick,
he was a black guy.
I can confirm that.
Are you giving
Thank you, Rick.
Rory the win?
And they also... No.
Chewie
I'm down
was giving
this.
Me the win.
And
I wish I was giving him the win.
And they also knocked out his teeth with a hammer to
you
try
farted?
To stop him from
choking
on
his
tongue.
Yes, before the paramedics got there.
And
allegedly. Yeah.
No, then they claimed they didn't do that, but another guy said,
oh, hell yeah, they did.
And I saw it.
They took a hammer and smashed his teeth because they thought he was choking on his tongue.
Not so good.
Please, tell me more about Elvis.
I appeared with Bobby Slayton. You have a poster. I just
signed poster. He's a friend of the podcast. He's been on the show.
Was on the show.
I have a picture of him touching tongues with me.
Hey.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that's where this comes from.
Fuck you, Rory.
And this one.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag. Fuck you, Rory.
That's another second one. I'm so sorry.
And I mean that.
Yeah,
I mean that in the nicest way.
Thank you. That's what I was going.
The greatest thing was me and Bobby Slayton touched tongues, and another comedian named Matt Wiggin walked by and said, "Hey, dude, I think you should get tested after touching tongues with Jenny." And he looked the guy dead in the face and he said, "Dude, you're just pissed off because she only fucks headliners."
Nice.
Yeah. And
Matt
it was great because,
also been on this show before.
Yeah, Matt has, and it was great because later they were discussing Bobby Slayton. Everybody's like, "Oh, he was kind of a dick," and they're all, "Yeah, except to everyone but Jenny. He fucking was as nice as could be to her." I'm like, "Cause I fucked him, you dumbasses." God, they don't call him the pitbull of comedy for nothing.
All right, so it was not
was Bobby Slayton hung.
Like a
pitbull
baby.
Circumcised or not?
Baby's arm holding an
Does
apple.
It look like a like lipstick?
All right, I didn't really sleep with him. I just imagined it one night while I was masturbating.
Hung like a baby with a huge cock.
I'll work it, Jenny.
All right, so that about wraps up the quiz here, and I gotta say, coming out on top is the gays.
Oh!
The gays won this week.
The gays won this week.
All right!
To a fucking faggot!
That's right.
The finally all equals.
I would just like
mounted and had his way with
Jenny. Go gay marriage.
Oh, right. Actually, right now, this will be a couple days late, but right now on Monday as we record this is the big get-together downtown Reno.
Oh, the Light the Way.
Yeah, the Light the Way
March. I thought that was right now.
Yeah, it is right now. But by the time people hear it, it'll be a couple days ago.
Oh.
So we want to thank everybody who showed up for that because it is a really great cause.
I would have gone.
Because why the fuck are we still having this discussion in 2013?
Do you know, if all the, lawyers just got together and they would just like, you know, get together, they would be like, "Let's do this because it's a lot of money we can make.
Bang it out,
you know,
as it were.
Yeah.
Bang it out.
How much money the city and the county would make from marriage licenses?
Right? I mean, come on.
Well, tax the church.
I want to put it out there, though. Domestic partnerships are legal in Nevada now. You don't have to be necessarily gay to have them.
Right.
You can be just a couple that's lived together for a very long time, and I'm a notary public.
My wife told me
that's right.
That's all
Jenny
I need to do. I'm
public.
A notary, and I will beat anyone's prices, A. And B, if you are a homosexual couple wanting to do domestic partnership, I will do it for fucking free.
Can you do it?
Get your paperwork in.
Yeah.
And I will do it for free because it's very,
very
important.
Hey, Rick,
want to
get married?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Let's
Not
get
me.
Married.
Can you do it if you're already married?
Yes, actually. You can.
You guys
so
can
double up.
Wait, what? I want to hear the answer to this.
You can hold a domestic partnership in place and also be married.
So if I'm married now, I can still...
And it's not bigamy?
Yes.
No,
wow.
Can you be domestically partnered to the same person if that you're already married to?
Probably not.
Okay.
That seems...
What?
Little...
That's discrimination.
Well, there goes
fucking
Valentine's Day.
There goes my weekend.
Well, Rory, can we cuddle naked and I can rest my dick between your butt cheeks?
Have we done that before?
Well, yeah. I miss it, though.
I know. I live all the way across town. Aww. Sometimes I still feel... Never mind.
That's a tag right there.
And let's segue into another song from Sprout.
Sprout!
Are we coming back after this?
Because we'll be sprouting things.
No,
What?
Are we done now?
No, let's come back.
Okay. I want to say something before we play this.
Okay.
That fucking Nick's Sprout drunk. Is a fucking Reno icon. Yeah.
Yes.
When grunge was like exploding and Sprout was opening for Weezer and fucking opening for The Offspring
Dig.
And fucking No Doubt and Dig and you know what I mean?
Like, with
and all
Dig.
That
they came
shit,
back to my
dude.
House.
After that,
they
after
were
that
the
Sprout
fucking
show?
Man.
At Tumbleweed?
They should have been in Seattle because they would have been on fucking Sub Pop if they lived there. You know what I'm saying? They were that great.
They all actually lived in Seattle at different points.
Yeah, but
not when.
Not when they were fucking teenagers, you know, coming out of the womb.
So what are we listening to here first?
Oh, let's hear The Shedding of One Skin, track 3.
Sexual.
Sprout.
Pussy.
Sprout's still around.
Our Sprout for
we
pussy.
Got recordings. That's obvious, you know. Thank you, Chewbacca, for your set list tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'd also thank God.
If anybody is interested about the upcoming memorial service or what else they can do to help out the family, please get a hold of us at the podcast. Get a hold of Mary Anarchy Reno.
We'll probably be putting something up.
Or directly get a hold of Nick, Jenny, or myself, and we can all point you in the right direction. Yeah, or Chewy.
And remember that Dale left behind a really great girl, and he also left behind an incredibly sweet, wonderful little boy.
Kenobi. We need to take care of them.
And we need to make sure that everything's good for them because
we're going to start an account.
He's
for
only
them too.
His son was only, I think, three. He's almost three.
He's only three.
Yeah, and it's very basically, I don't know if you guys know the story, and so I'll give you a little background. Dale, his girl Heidi, got pregnant pretty much around the same time Dale was diagnosed with stomach cancer the first time. And so for this all to happen the way it has, it's almost bittersweet because we still have a piece of him, which we might not have. Dale's mom was lost a month ago as well.
Yeah.
There's just been a few like tragedies that they need really all the artistic community and anyone that gives a shit about people to really sort of come together, especially for this Mary Anarchy. It's very, very important that you come. And support it, because not only is it for them, but the music is fucking outstanding. I can't even tell you some of the bands. We have a band called Kittenhead that's coming up specifically to play. And they're an amazing, amazing band.
They got a hold of us because they want to play the show.
Yeah, they got a hold. Yeah, Kittenhead actually asked me if they had, because they had played here. I was actually sick and couldn't go, but Rory actually went and met them, which is awesome. And they love him.
Awesome.
Yeah. And when they asked me, hey, Jenny, can you think of something else we could play? I go, well, you know, would you guys be interested in a benefit? They were right on it. They don't know anything about it either. And they are a fucking phenomenal band.
And
so
board,
for them, they're so on board and so excited to be playing it and not even worried about the money or anything. They were just like.
And they're kind of big time, too.
Yeah.
They're like touring all over the coast and opening for big time people at big clubs. So
you're excited.
So. This will be a really
good. Kittenhead and the Vampirates.
Vampirates. Those are like. Yeah.
And then the Friday night, we
That's
got the Memory Motel.
Memory Motel is the headliner on Friday. Yeah. They like kind of work their way up the ranks, dude. And I just want to see him play for an hour.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
but these
after
are great,
seeing him for like
bands.
25 minutes to a half hour for years, I'm like, we have to see
let
him
the kids
for
off the hook. Yeah,
as long as they want to play,
you'll have a great
play
time.
For three I hours. Mean, I don't give a shit. That would be awesome.
Yeah, every year I've gone to Mary Anarchy, I don't think I've had a one time
it's
where,
a
and
event.
It's been going on because I knew Mary Ann. Mm-hmm. As well, who it was all started from, Marianne Posta and
Posota.
It's Posota. Posota. I never.
Posota.
It's like soda pop. We were gonna have
but
Posota
all I know
pop
is that
as far as the May show. This is what the eighth annual.
Ninth.
No, it's
this is ninth.
It's actually the 10th time we've done it,
but for the May one.
But it's the ninth annual.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
Next year in 2014 will be the 10th annual, which is actually 11th time we.
Right.
Did one after
I was
her,
at
but
the
12th.
Well, that's
time
not
I've
even counting in the December one.
Right, right, right.
The bastard child of December.
But really, we should never forget Mary Ann, who is the patron saint of
she
Reno
is.
Music.
Hell
she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a good friend of Dale.
And a great
best
kisser.
Friends, dude.
Great friend.
And Mary Ann loved Dale.
I know she did. Well, she was probably there to meet him.
She didn't love it when
I
you, me, and Dale
holding the door open.
I know she was.
Spent those hours giggling,
she
and she had to leave the motel room. Now
I know, right?
Yeah.
They were busy telling each other jokes.
Oh fuck! They loved each other so bad.
I know.
So yeah, but more on that later. Mary Anarchy is coming.
Yeah.
Coming.
What's
to,
happening this week?
This week, there's a whole bunch of shit happening.
Coming up,
I had it all queued up on my phone, but of course I turned it off.
Well.
What, who?
I'm playing Saturday with the Liver Scars at Shea's.
On the 30th, don't miss that.
With the Radishes.
That's
we'll
going to
be
rad.
We're already
That's
there.
That's what I got
it's
to
gonna
report.
It's going to be a great show.
I got on Friday, I got my pick of Friday night is going to be Reno, We Have a Problem with Nana Nonchalant.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Is that a Jubs? Yes, that's a Jubs. Yeah. And Nana is going, they are coming up on the show here in a few months here.
Oh,
few
good,
weeks.
Good.
Yeah. We're making that happen. So please check that out at the Jubs on Friday. And like you said, the Liver Scars on Saturday. And for this weekend, I say, all right, Friday there's also an evening with our good friend Adam Springob.
At the Red Rock.
Yes.
Very
nice. Yeah, and we love Adam, so please check out his show,
Yeah, he's
too,
amazing
if that's more
musician.
Your flavor.
He's very, very good.
But other than that, I think that's a good
weekend. When's the white party again, guys?
White party, though.
April 6th at Salon 7, 495 Morrill Avenue. Wear white. It's cheaper. It's cheaper.
If not,
you don't,
pay more.
If not, we will take your money gladly because it's all for great causes.
Hell yeah.
And all the proceeds go to great causes.
And we've got a fashion show before.
We've got
a
fashion show. We've got entertain. We've got DJs. We've got go-go dancers. Boom.
Yeah.
It's going to be a party.
We've got Jenny and Rory.
Jenny and Rory are going to be there.
I love go-go dancers.
It's going to be a great time. It always is. Every year, they never disappoint. So it is always a good time. Come down, show your support.
And a fun networky opportunity.
Yeah, hardcore, absolutely. Great networking.
I met a ton of people last year.
Anybody at least kind of swings in at least for a minute and mingles in. So it is swing, so to speak. And I'm going to be there probably half naked. You know.
Hey,
at the door.
So, yeah, I'll be very happy to see all of you then. And also, I should mention the day before on the 5th is Stregapalooza that I will be hosting and performing at.
Oh, yeah.
Stregapalooza, a benefit for Strega Bar.
I'm doing a solo.
I'm going to throw my underwear.
They're trying to raise construction costs to put in a real stage and knock out a wall and stuff like that. I mean, so it's. Yeah, it's a benefit for them, but it's a benefit
that's
to
a good
make
benefit.
Them better.
Yeah, it's a good benefit.
I'm going to do solo, hella acapella, and candy shop that night.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's a real fucking palooza.
So that's going to be a fun show, I think.
I'm going to come down and work the pole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Just work the balls.
I'm going to help them make some money
just
the good old-fashioned Nevada way.
Sexually.
I'm going to whore
that's
myself
out. That's when the goat
out.
Fucks the bear.
So we've wait got, a minute. You're going to sell this meth
is
there?
No, this is not
it's
Canada.
It's a bighorn sheep, not a goat.
Chewy, anything?
Right, the bighorn sheep. Sorry.
Chewy, anything happening
I'm
in sports?
Gonna, I'm going to be sitting in my basement for the second weekend in a row watching March basketball
madness.
All day.
March.
All madness! Day. I know. My sister and brother-in-law have been dropping off my niece and nephew at my parents' house on the weekend so they can just watch games and get fucked up for 48
that's
hours.
That's what I did. I did that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, really, when my in-laws were staying at our house. I just stayed in my basement and watched basketball, and I'm going to do that again.
Nice.
This weekend without the in-laws.
Okay.
That's what the wife's for.
But, you know, there's tons of great shit. I'll probably try to sneak out and see that Liver Scars show at Shaves.
Liver Scars is fucking
with the radishes.
Liver Scars and Shaves together are
and
perfect.
And has softball started yet? Softball practice?
Yeah, we're practicing.
How's
our season
the team
starts
looking?
In April. Like shit.
Yeah.
Drunken monkeys.
Go monkeys.
That's what we want from
monkeys. We're like the Bad News Bears arena.
There's like 21 people on the team this time.
Except no cool motorcycle guy.
Everybody wants to play.
Yep.
Hey, I
we
suck
could use
at
more
it.
Girls. If you know any girls who can play softball, hit us up.
I suck at it, which
on,
is why
Jenny,
I will
it.
Sit in the stands and be your play-by-play
ask
man.
Ask Jenny to do ask Jenny to
we
do
the best.
She likes
audience.
Balls. She likes balls all
I've
the time.
I've been hitting balls for years.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Ow! Ball slap.
Balls in your face.
All right, well, fuck your cancer, fuck your death, fuck you, fuck you,
can
fuck
we,
you.
We're going to play a Sprout song
I
on
love
the way
you.
We're going with some Sprout on the way out. What are we going to hear?
There's a Sprout covering a Bob Dylan song called Blowing in the Wind. On the way out, so right.
Fuck yeah, thing. Dude.
Well, Dale, fuck you're happy.
Yeah. I love you, Dale.
Love you,
yeah,
Dale. HCSA forever.
HCSA, motherfuckers.
HCSA, bitches.
And for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater, Dick, Jenny Pez, Philip Brown, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying
good night, ladies. And the
out.